The Pre-Paces podcast is brought to you by two brilliant sponsors. Paces Ahead is a fantastic four-day face-to-face Paces course run in Brentford, London. They bring you a whole host of patients with fascinating stories and reliable signs, and these patients are absolutely delighted to allow you to hone your exam skills prior to exam day. Some of the patients actually are used in the exams themselves, and the next courses are running from the 20th to the 23rd of May, and then I will be helping out on the course running on the 28th to the 31st of May. Please do come and say hello. I'd love to have a chat and hopefully help you on your way to passing your paces. But if you can't make the course for whatever reason, our other sponsor, Pass Test, has got you covered with their market-leading online revision resource. There are tons of videos which help you revise from the comfort of your own home, and most listeners that I've spoken to have said this is equally essential for your paces success. But that's enough for me for now. Let's get into this week's episode of the Pre-Paces podcast. Ho, ho, ho! Listeners, Dr. Sam here, bringing you the one present that nobody expected, wanted, hoped, or asked for. It's the Pre-Paces podcast Christmas bloopers episode. Essentially, it's 11 minutes of me and my fabulous guests messing stuff up during the recording, which ended up being cut, or just some funny stuff that happened while the mics were turned on. Either way, I hope you enjoy it. And make sure you stay tuned right to the end to hear a very special Christmas treat brought to you by yours truly. And finally, as I usually mention in the podcast intro, some of you wonderful listeners were kind enough to send a little festive present my way on the Buy Me A Coffee page. So, a massive thank you to Connor, a former colleague of mine. Hope you're doing well on the South Coast, Connor. And huge congratulations to Harleen, whose Twitter post absolutely blew up after she learned she recently passed her paces. Thank you also to Sam, Gavin, and Ben for their donations after their paces success. But there's one person who really deserves the entire show dedicated to them, and that is Navin, who donated an absolutely ridiculously generous amount to the show after they passed their paces first time. So Navin, consider this Christmas special dedicated to you for your incredible generosity and supporting the show. That only leaves me to wish you all a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Perfect. So in the real thing, I'll clip it up and then there'll be a little bit of jazzy music between.
Not too jazzy, I hope.
Oh, it's pretty jazzy. If you haven't listened to it, it's pretty jazzy. Bam, 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 bam.
Cute music.
No problem. You do these a lot then, do you?
So I've been doing it every other week, releasing one every fortnight. And I just think it stops me from becoming a blinkered cardiologist and think that that's the only real organ worth fixing.
Well, which is what you really think, but you like to pretend that there are other organs involved.
Now you're just putting words in my mouth.
See, acromegaly is really, it's just cardiac disease, but caused by a funny hormone.
Drew is a respiratory registrar in the Peninsula Deanery.
You forgot where we work.
What I tend to say is just that you're in a deanery because obviously people move all the time.
Yeah, no, you can find me all over the southwest.
Okay,
just follow the screaming.
Yeah,
that, what we're doing,
and then put that in.
Okay, fine.
Whilst percussing, I noticed that the what could you say? Whilst percussing, I noticed
in your spiel, you just say, this patient has a hyperexpanded chest as evidenced by a reduced cricothyroid notch, barrel-shaped chest. I found that there was slightly hyper-resonant percussion. And if they ask you, because I think the problem is that you also don't want to elicit questions which will cause you trouble. So yes. As soon as you start saying, I can percuss this patient's chest down to below the eighth rib. You'll then start getting somebody going, aha, I know what I'm going to ask this guy. I'm going to ask this guy all of the boundaries of the lungs in the normal patient. Nightmare question, right? I don't want that question. I don't want that question in a million years. It would be a nightmare. Where in the mid-axillary lines is the lung line? I have to go look it up on Wikipedia.
Yeah. Can we just start that last bit again? So can I just introduce the auscultation bit?
Sorry.
No, that's all right. Only because we went off on quite a long tangent, which I'll probably end up clipping that up because we did basically.
You're telling me that not all of my words of wisdom are going to get into the podcast? That's terrible.
I ended up tying myself in knots talking about hyperexpanded lungs.
Actually, I am just going to dispose of the cat, just so.
In a kind way.
Yeah, in a nice way, yeah.
Sounds awful. Oh, yeah, very good.
Your reflections as one of the first cohorts of, or one of the first, you're not one of the first, as an IM3 who is completing the internal medical, as a, fucking hell. Right, so this is a bit where
I've had a long feud with the machine. I've been waiting to get back at him.
Right, okay, ready? Welcome to the own. Welcome to only the second appearance of our feature, Reg Against the Machine. If you're struggling, you can ask for multiple choice where you'll answer for 1 point. Happy?
No, I blanked out with that. What's going on?
What was our next point of things to things which you need to be? Oh, hell, my head. I'm so dead.
Sam is post nights, so it's not his fault.
I'm clipping all that out.
He's had some Pepsi, so he should be fine.
I'm clipping all of that out. So, we've covered the top three. You've already said organisation, enthusiasm, and what was it?
Self-reflection.
Self-reflection, yeah.
Good memory, yeah.
Good memory's the fourth one. Yeah, brilliant. And another thing, which may be a textbook or you know, medical school question, is facial flushing. Is that a common finding or is that just a textbook thing?
Yeah, so we do see that. I've totally forgotten what you call it now.
I've got written down ruddy cyanosis.
That's not what I call it. There's a different word that I use for it, but I can't remember. Anyway,
you don't want to be the typical cardiology person who's like, what's the question? Tell me the question.
It's actually very good.
What's the question?
I was enjoying the face you pull when you say it.
Excited.
Buzzing, full of Pepsi.
Yeah.
Full of pep. Welcome back, guys, to this episode of... Well, welcome back to this... It's not even welcome back. This is going in the bloopers, for sure.
Why not welcome back?
I guess it is welcome back. Okay, guys, welcome back to this episode of the Pre-Paces podcast. How routinely would you do an EPO level in the patients that you see in clinic?
Absolutely. So if I'm not absolutely convinced, or to be fair, even by the time they've got to me, if I am convinced it's a secondary polycythemia, but I just really need to, you know, put that nail in the coffin to nail down that diagnosis of what it definitely is, then I'll...
Hopefully not in the coffin.
Yeah, fingers crossed, not in the coffin. So that was for Paul. I'm going to answer that one again, actually.
Thank you so much for listening. We'll see you next time on the Pre-Paces podcast. Susie, that was absolutely brilliant. I thought that was so funny.
I'm trusting you with the editing on it though, right?
Yeah, don't worry. I'll give you final cut. I'll send it to you before it goes out.
Twas the night before Christmas. And all through the wards, the doctors were clerking, not a moment left bored. Mrs. Claus was suffering, in need of some care, not a moment too soon, and the doctors were there. They approach with handwritten notes and they say, "So tell me what it is that's brought you in today." "Oh, I'm not feeling well. No, I don't feel jolly. Even worse when I'm stuck in ED on this trolley. It's bright and it's noisy. No chance of a kip. Least of all when I'm hooked up to this bloody drip. My daughter's en route. She's a GP in Kent. When I said see you soon, this is not what I meant. I told her today I've been under the weather. I've been weak as a kitten. I can't lift a feather. I've been laid out on the sofa. My muscles are aching. I felt hot and cold, and now I can't stop the shaking. I think at some point I've had pain in my knees and been short of breath with a bit of a wheeze. Oh yes, that's right. And I've had pain when I'm weeing, and I've had some recent trouble with seeing. My voice has been croaky. I felt really rotten. I'm trying to think if there's any symptoms I've forgotten. Doctor, please help me. I need some support. And if you misdiagnose me, I'll take you to court." "Well, Mrs. Claus, I can see you're distressed. Let me see if I can put your mind to rest. You've had a mild fever, but it's right on the precipice. So I'm going to just treat you empirically for sepsis. I'm going to give you a dose of Taz and some Gent while we get those all-important blood cultures sent. I can hear on your chest that you're sounding wheezier. A salbutamol neb might help you breathe easier. And as for that troublesome pain in your knee, I'll get you some morphine, not oral, IV. As for your issues with sore urination, we'll do the job of your kidneys and give you hemofiltration. Yes, of course you'll be treated up on ICU. It's because we just want the best treatment for you. Only 50% come out with PTSD. But hey, the alternative is to let you sue me. And it's all on us. This is the NHS. And we'll give you nothing at all but our absolute best. So don't worry for now. Get some sleep. And rest tight. Happy Christmas to all. And to all, a good night."